All right. Okay, so the packet that we want to review right now is packet 21 in Basra Makala, which is the packet of Efer Hapogim. So the first Indian here, Roman number one, is the Shulchan Aruch inside the Hedalad. And Lashon HaShulchan Aruch basically is Yirai Li, Shem Nasnu Efer B'mayim Chamin. If someone put Efer in hot water, and in that hot water he wants to wash his dishes, even though there's Shuman Davos on them, the Shulchan Aruch says it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Because the Efer is a Davar HaPogim, and therefore there won't be any Tamil Shvach. So this is the din that the Shulchan Aruch is Mechadish, Yirai Li, that Efer HaPogim works when let's say you have you're washing your dishes together, you have a slash of dishes and a milchik basin or vice versa, but or milk can place the dishes together, but if there's Efer HaPogim there, it won't be Aser, because the Efer will prevent the Tamil Shvach from happening. That is the base din in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tadehei, says Dalit. The Shach questions this din. The Shach says, where in the world did this din come from? Din Zeh Lo Nimtza B'Shem Posek. He doesn't see where this din, there's no makor for this din. I don't think it's even in the Beis Yosef. He doesn't bring it. That Efer HaPogim could work in the be matter for the dishes here. And likewise, the Shach says, I'll bring you a raya, somewhat of a raya that it shouldn't work. A raya from a Tosis in Chulan Daf Kuf. Because there, the Tosis is talking about how they did Hechsher on the Klei Midyan and any Pilpus with Intervenu Ephraim and with Intervenu Tam. And Tosis tries to figure out, if you have big Kalim, how is Rabbeinu Tam, who holds Hanan, B'Shari Surim, going to kasher all these Kalim? If you don't have shishim, it's a big kli, and the Rabbeinu Tam there, and Tosus doesn't say for Rabbeinu Tam this easy eitza, just put Efer HaPogim in, just be machshir it with Efer HaPogim. So you see that you don't have any makor that you could be. There's no takana to be machshir a kli that's a ben yomo. If you don't have shishim, is the only way to be machshir. But if Efer HaPogim should work. If Efer HaPogim worked and it was a Davar HaPogim, so even if I don't have Shishim, why is Tosus trying to figure out how could Rabbeinu Tam hold Chanan be Machshir Kalim, if you don't have Shishim? I'll tell you an easy Eitzah, Efer HaPogim. So by the fact that Tosus doesn't say this, so it's indicative, it's Mashma that it doesn't work, because otherwise Tosus would give this easy Eitzah. So that's what the Shach says to question this din of the Shulchan Aruch is him in Tzadihei. The Pri Chadosh, however, is Doi Filashach. He says that these kashas aren't kashas. Number one, is that what do you mean Efer HaPogim? Let's say Efer HaPogim isn't a Davar HaPogim. There's something else in the world is a Davar HaPogim. So you use, Rosh Valana. You use other things which are Davar HaPogim. So, you can't pick on Efer, so find something else. Rather, when the Poskim were talking about being mashed, they were talking about being mashed with water alone. Of course you could do kunsen, you could add things in, but that wasn't the din the poskim we're talking about. They're talking about is there a way to be machshir the kalim below tarovas of dvarim achirim? Whether it's efer or a different davar apogim, it doesn't matter. We want to know how to do alidei hechsher, not alidei throwing other things in. Also, he says, It's not a kashra from Hagala at all. Even in principle, it's not a kashra from Hagala. Because by Hagala, certain shitas hold, as we'll see later, that you dafka need to do Hagala b'mayim. You can't do Shar Mashkim. Shar Mashkim won't work to do Hagala. And the Orchus Chaim writes that Efer in water is the equivalent of Shar Mashkim. So that's why it wasn't a good Eitza, according to the Orchus Chaim, at least. It wasn't a good Eitza. It couldn't be Mashra that way. Because that would be considered Shar Mashkim. And Shar Mashkim doesn't qualify for Hagala. But in our Shulchan Aruch, here, we're not talking about Hechsher. We're talking about Hadachas Kalim. We're talking about washing dishes. This is not an issue of being Machsher Blios Isser. This is washing dishes and Blios won't go in. So that's a different Indian, Bechlau. So says the Pri Chodosh, that's why he doesn't think the Shach's Kashes are such eyes and akashas for this, and therefore he is Makayim within the Shulchan Aruch.
And what's the translation of sharmashtim again?
Of what?
Sharmashtim.
Other liquids, aside from water. Okay. So water that you had ether in is kind of water with an additive. And the Arkas kind of holds it, that's the equivalent of other liquids. So therefore, it wouldn't work for Hagol. But as we just said, the Pichadr says, we're not talking about Hagola here. So you can't ask a kashra from Hagola on the din of Hadachas Kalim. The Placey, he quotes the Pichadash, and he says, the Shach obviously knows the Orchas Chaim. You know, it's not like the Shach missed an Orchas Chaim. That's Pashit. But the Shach really meant to ask was the following. He meant to ask like this. Do Hagola two times. That could have been an Eitzah for Rabbeinu Tam in the Klei Midin. Why didn't Tosfos say do Hagalah two times? First, do Hagalah with Efer to be pogam the Blia. It'll be pogam whatever in the Kli. You're sending a Dover Hapogam in there. Okay, maybe that didn't qualify for Hagalah, but it was pogam. And now that you are pogam the Blia, now do a Hagalah with water. And even though you don't have shishim, but it doesn't matter. Now, all the bliya will be a lefkam. So any bliya that comes out and goes in will be going in lefkam. That's what the place he wants to say the shach meant, to save the shach's kasha, to two hagalas. And Rabbi Simon discussed how some agencies may rely on, you know, double hagalas if they have the kasha quickly and they don't have the, you know, they don't have the ability to wait 24 hours in the hotel. So they may do with ammonia, and then they may do with their ammonia, maybe water, you know, and they may do a couple of hagolas. But the place, though, asks other kashas on the shach, and in the end, he ends up basically in the same place as the Pichadish says, that the poskim were talking about just hagolah with water. They weren't talking about, you know, other ways, you know, adding other things in. But that at least is what the place he wants to be mechadish for the koshes hashach. The Chavis Das, however, questions that whole premise that you could be pogim a blia with afer. Afer, maybe it could only be pogim ve'en, but mehechi tesi that if you, let's say, heat up water with afer, you know, afer took a water in a kli, mehechi tesi that will go in enough into the kli to be pogim a blia that's already there. Maybe Afer won't do that. Maybe it can't even be pogim a blia like that. Only a be'en you can be pogim. So he questions that whole hanacha that you could even be pogim. You know, this whole like double kashering thing. You know, or the whole idea of being pogim in the kli mehechi tesi that you could even do that when it comes to hechsher. So that's all a din in the shach. Those were the din in the shach regarding questioning the din of the machaber. You know, is the shach, you know, kasha questions the machaber, questions on the shach, defending. However, there is the Chacham Tzvi. And the Chacham Tzvi over here, he says, the din of the Shulchan Aruch is a pashat din. What do you mean you're questioning the din of the Shulchan Aruch? It's a pashat din. It's the din ragil. It's the regular din we all know of Nosin Tam of Gam. We all know that Osin Tam of Gam is Mutter.
So this is who?
The Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi says all the Shulchan Aruch is doing is applying the din we all know of Osin Tam of Gam to the case of Hadachas Kalim. He's not being Mechadish anything. He doesn't have to quote any new Makoros. Din Zeh Lo Nimsa B'Shem Posek. The Shach says, what do you mean, says the Chacham Tzvi? This din is in every Posek. This is the din of Osin Tam of Gam. And it seems that the Chacham Tzvi is assuming that there's, even though we have a din of Eina Ben Yomo is Aser Atu Ben Yomo, it seems, as I was talking about, Lav Dafka, Chacham Tzvi says we have a din of, you know, Nosin Tam of Gam being Aser Atu L'Shvach. So that's what the Chacham Tzvi says. This is the regular din of Nosin Tam of Gam. I Tosfos, why didn't Tosfos quote this to Rabbeinu Tam to Mashuk to Midian? Again, the same thing that we've been saying all along. Tosfos is talking about Dine Hechsher, not Dine Pgam. How is there a way to be Machsher? It's Dine Hechsher Kalim, not Dine Togim. You know, and I was talking to Rabbi Simon, I said, Also, Lav Dafka is a good Eitha. Maybe they Dafka didn't want to put a Dover HaPogim into their Kalim because they didn't want it to the food to taste bad after. You know, it could be detrimental. It's a, you know, talking about Rabbi Solomon. And the Chacham Tzvi likewise assumes that this is not a, there's no Isser of, this is not considered Mevatel Isser HaTchila to use the Sefer HaPogim, to be Pogim the Isser. It's not considered to being Mevatel an Isser. So Chacham Tzvi basically seems to say that L'chatchili could do this. This is a green light. Even though Shulchan Aruch's master, if you did it already, but I don't know, it seems from L'chatchili, at least the way I remember it, that it was a green light. There is a Yad Ephraim who quotes the Shelis Yaivis. The Shelis Yaivis is the son of the Chacham Tzvi. That's why Yaivis is Yaakov ben Tzvi, right? Son of the Chacham Tzvi. So the Shelis Yaivis, he says, he thinks that this is a problem of a Mevatel Isser L'chatchila. You are being Mevatel Isser L'chatchila, and therefore it would be Osir. And the Yad Ephraim who quotes the Shelis Yaivis questions the Yaivis, and says, how could he, the question is, how he could pass him that way after the Kfar Hora Hazakin Ovid, his father, the Chacham Tzvi, already passed him the het there. He questioned how the Shelis Yaivis would go against his father and pass him that it would be a problem of En Vachlos L'Chatzchilo when the Chacham Tzvi said it's not a problem. The Prima Gadim in Sisei Das in Pezayin, he thinks that no same time of Kam is also L'Chatzchilo, the same way that we have. You know, Eina Ben Yomo, Ota Ben Yomo. Because Eina Ben Yomo is, in essence, an Osin Tam of Kam. So he says that the whole relying on Osin Tam of Kam in general is only a Din B'dieva. The Chatzchila, you shouldn't rely on Osin Tam of Kam. The next discussion which Rabbi Simon had in this packet was a small discussion which we alluded to before, and that's Hagalah B'Shar Mashkin. Is Hagalah, when you're Machshir Kli, does it need to be with water, dafka, or could you even use other liquids? So the associate quotes several shitas. Rabbi Solomon showed us the actual makoros inside. The Ramban holds dafka mayim, and he had a whole raya from Gemara Kulin, which we're not going to get into right now, just cutting to the chase. Ramban holds dafka mayim. The Rashba in the Tshuva quotes the Ramban, questions the Ramban, meaning he actually asked his Rabbi the Ramban, and the Rashba actually holds that Hagalah works even with other liquids, not only water. Shar Mashkim is okay. The Orchos Chaim, as we mentioned before, he says that L'chatchila you should use Mayim, but B'dieved Shar Mashkim is Mutter. And as we mentioned, if you put Eifer in Mayim, that's considered Shar Mashkim. I wrote Mayim B'Eifer. It should be Eifer B'Mayim. Mayim B'Eifer doesn't make sense. Eifer B'Mayim, that's considered Shar Mashkim. And the Ramban, Shulchan Aruch, and Tafman Beis, he quotes like this Orchos Chaim, the L'chatchila you should use Mayim, but B'dieved Shar Mashkim will do the trick, will do the job. Okay? And that's the Sikkum of Packet 21.